It was never easy to give the correct answer. When the Emperor happened to be a man of energy, and was sufficiently well provided with money to organize an army, he was very apt to cross the Alps and march on Rome, besiege the Pope in his own palace if need be, and force His Holiness to obey the imperial instructions, or suffer the consequences. But more frequently the Pope was the stronger. Then the Emperor or the King, together with all his subjects, was excommunicated. This meant that all churches were closed, that no one could be baptized, that no dying man could be given absolution, in short, that half of the functions of medieval government came to an end. More than that, the people were absolved from their oath of loyalty to their sovereign, and were urged to rebel against their master. But if they followed this advice of the distant Pope and were caught, they were hanged by their nearby liege lord, and that too was very unpleasant. Indeed, the poor fellows were in a difficult position, and none fared worse than those who lived during the latter half of the 11th century, when the Emperor Henry IV of Germany and Pope Gregory VII fought a two-round battle which decided nothing and upset the peace of Europe for almost 50 years. In the middle of the 11th century there had been a strong movement for reform in the Church. The election of the popes thus far had been a most irregular affair. It was to the advantage of the Holy Roman Emperors to have a well-disposed priest elected to the Holy See. They frequently came to Rome at the time of election, and used their influence for the benefit of one of their friends.